Flow blog. It's Saturday afternoon. I'm walking home from work and I thought that I would give you a call. We haven't spoken in a while, but I now have the capacity to talk to you on the phone, as explained in my previous post. So I thought that I would take advantage of it. A bit of a reconnection theme happening, I think, at the moment. I heard a call. I was woken up this morning by a call from the mother of my old friend in Canberra, Mr. E, who had gone missing. She hadn't heard from him since Monday and had not been able to get in touch with him and was a bit concerned. And I was a bit concerned, but I just heard back from her. Apparently he has shown up. So that's a relief. Who else? Frankly, it's written to me from New York, a long email and a slightly less long Facebook message turned up yesterday, which made me very happy. She skipped the country about 6 weeks ago. I've had nary a peep out of her. So I'm looking forward to digesting that one properly and responding to it. The artist formerly known as Lehan Blogboy from Space, I heard from him last week, long mail, and we got into a bit of an exchange, which again made me happy because I've had nary a peep out of him since about November. I went to see Jason Mayling's Board Assist show at the Abbotsford Convent, and since then, nada. And I was beginning to have paranoid fantasies that Kilby had poisoned his mind against me, but they turned out to be unfounded paranoid fantasies, which I was very happy about. I'm going to catch up and have a beer very shortly. And Thad, the incredible Thad. He was a quite prominent figure in my life about a year ago. He's been gallivanting all around the world and then came back and I hadn't heard from him, but he apparently was at my house last week and knocked on the door, but I was not at home. And then he called me. So that also made me happy. Who else? Robin Healy has refriended me on Facebook. I think because I called him a genius on my art blog, an evil genius, but a genius. You know, he'd been sitting on the friend request for a while, but I sent him a link to this post that I'd made, in which I said some nice and some not so nice things about him, and we're friends again on Facebook. Flattery will get you everywhere with that one. I remember the last time I saw him, which again was in November last year, he came to a party of mine, borrowed my learner's permit because he and his new squeeze at the time wanted to get into a club and needed ID, didn't have any of his own for some reason, and wanted to borrow mine, and so I lent it to him, and then the following week we had a big falling out because there was this, I can talk about this now, I probably didn't know what could possibly go wrong, it hasn't already gone wrong, incredible Mexican, three-way Mexican standoff sort of situation with him and Jay. Like, Jay, it transpired, had been talking copious amounts of shit about me to him behind my back. He was becoming increasingly unimpressed with her behaviour and wanted to, was talking to me about this. And then I, for reasons which I don't entirely understand, then forwarded the mail he had sent to me to her, saying, look, brother's been saying these things about you. And then she called him and said, did you know that Tagan has been forwarding your correspondence to me behind your back? And then he spat the dummy and wrote to both of us, bang, 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 we were all dead. My life was infinitely less complicated before I met either of you and unwittingly got sucked into your sick little games, he said. Which was right up there with the time that he said to me, why don't you focus on being an artist rather than a psychopath who merely enjoys finding ways to manipulate people? Rob Healy said this to me. Anyway, the point is, he borrowed my ID, and then we had a falling out, and I thought, I'm never going to see my learner's permit again. But I wrote to him saying that I thought he was an amazing artist, and the very next day, my learner's permit turned up in my mailbox. Suck at the compliments. Talking about Jay, that unhappy subject, reminds me that, the next thing on my agenda I'm probably going to do is go out to Save Him Frankston, which we were going to do together. She was going to take me there for my birthday, because that's the safest to go to, apparently. Because I need clothes very badly. Winter is coming on and I'm going to freeze my ass off. Never quite gotten around to doing that because we were going to do it together and, and she decided she didn't like me anymore. So it looks like I'm going to have to go it alone and I can't put that one off anymore because I'm going to freeze when I get some clothes. But I've got to wait until next weekend when I get paid. I was going to use my stimulus package, $900, but due to overspending at Easter, I ended up having to use that for routine expenses. Easter. I took acid at Easter with Gabriella at her house. Only one hit. Didn't go far enough, but my God, it was great, and I'm going to do some more because there is a possibility, at least I think a bit more than a possibility, of some more coming along fairly shortly, and I think that is what I need to do in order to chill out and get the fuck out of myself, which is my primary goal at this time. I prefer mushies, but or cactus even. I can't eat cactus anymore. I've had excellent results with tactics in the past, but my stomach won't play that anymore. And I don't know anyone who's got mushy, but acid I think will do, as long as there's enough. I need to get enough, but I should be able to do that. Also coming into some weed, drugs. People and drugs emerging from the woodwork, both these are excellent signs. I haven't actually gotten a hold of that yet, but I shall do. My friend Dr. Musket is going to come around next week, also has some weed, and he's going to come around and we're going to get stoned and watch Whitnow and I, which incredibly he has never seen. He's been bolt-holed away. He had a novel strategy for giving up smoking, which basically consists of taking 2 weeks off work and getting completely stoned for the entire time. It seemed a curious strategy for giving up smoking to me. It wouldn't work for me, but I'm confident that he can do it. He's a man of great willpower, but I'll be interested to see how he goes with that. I'm also thinking about repainting my house, although, yeah, that's next after buying clothes. I'm going to buy paint and repaint my house, because I've always thought Shahid Kree is currently this kind of muted peachy colour, which I've never liked very much, and it's looking a bit the worse for wear, and I've always thought that Shahid Kree should be red. I'm going to have to get council approval, but provided that that works out, I'm going to paint the house. And I'm having a party Saturday after next. Interview 2003 is back. She's been in Ireland, apparently. She's going to come to my party. Shane Henry is on there, maybe attending. Shane Henry only maybe loves me. You can see my stuff's gone down. But Interview 2003 is going to come, terrifyingly enough. I'm having a party. I think it's going to go off. And that's about all. I'm going home now. Toots is coming around. Hope you're well, blog.